Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Gaga and Poker Face and Panic at the Disco. Nice bit of Brass Man. Thank you, Edith, and thank you, Hugh Jackman. Hi, chappers.
Beautifully timed brass, I thought.
Thank you. Do you know what? Hugh Jackman is officially the nicest film star in the world ever.
Really?
What a nice bloke. I met him earlier. I was a bit confused, though.
Why?
I forgot he was Australian.
So, what, did you think he was just putting on an accent?
Well, I went to see Wolverine yesterday. Excellent film, by the way. Not normally my kind of thing at all, but I really enjoyed it.
Right.
And he's American in that.
Okay.
So then today I walk in and I'm like, hello, I'm Scott.
G'day, mate. I'm Hugh.
And I'm like, oh, why are you doing an Australian accent? I didn't say that to him.
But that was going through your head the whole time.
And then I remembered, oh, yeah, he is an actual Australian.
God, these actors and the way they're able to do different voices and
amazing,
different accents.
Amazing, isn't it?
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Chappers, I need your advice.
Oh, right.
Okay. Someone at my flatmate's work is leaving. And he's very kindly got her a present, which is unlike him. He doesn't normally do that kind of thing. But he quite likes this girl. Not like that. She's leaving to go on maternity leave, and she has a husband.
Right.
Okay?
Just making clear that he doesn't...
Really not,
doesn't
no.
like
No,
like
they just got on well, you know?
Yeah, yeah, friends.
So he's got her a present, which I bought in, because I need your advice.
Right.
Can I show you what it is?
Yeah. Oh, my.
What is it?
It's a... It's an electronic breast pump.
Yes, it is. So we've
now,
had this...
I always thought the electronic ones weren't as good as the manual ones, was what I was led to believe.
Really?
Mm.
Anyway. So it's a device for when ladies have had a baby?
Basically, if ladies are breastfeeding, it gives them a chance to pump some milk out without the baby, thereby allowing their partner to feed the baby and let the woman have some sleep.
It's a good idea. Now, we've had this at home for about a week now.
A week?
Yeah, and she's leaving tomorrow. And here's the thing, right? Last night, we were just thinking, what?
Oh, no.
You'll notice that the box is open.
Did you spend all last night playing with the breast pump?
Right. I'm not being funny. If you've got an electric breast pump lying around your house, I think this is a boy thing, you have a go, don't you? You do. Just to see what it feels like. It's a boy thing. Everyone would do that. It's the same as, like, if your girlfriend leaves their email open. You have a look, don't you?
No, you don't.
Or
you don't.
If they leave their phone around.
You don't. It's a slippery slope, is that?
Now, because we did use it quite a lot last night, to see what it feels like for a girl.
You see, the next question, when you know that a man has had a go on a breast pump, is what did you? Where were you using it?
In the lounge.
No, where on your body were you using it? Not the room. I don't care about the room.
On my breasts.
Right.
Would you like to have a go? It's actually quite good.
Why do I want... You can't plug it in here.
Why?
Because we need health and safety. They'll do a fit well health and safety if you...
No, just have a little go. It's just attach it. Put it under your jumper.
But the problem is, I don't have breasts. I'm very well toned.
Put it on your nip.
Did you...
Yeah, just... That's it. It's good, isn't it?
It's not doing a massive amount for me.
Just put it right on.
It is right on.
Is it sucking?
A little. There isn't a lot to suck.
It is good.
Right.
Right, you can unplug it.
And this is the present that is going to this woman who's going to have a baby that's been on your nipple, your flatmate's nipple, and now my nipple.
Now we've used it. Do you think we should get her a new one? Because my fat mate thinks it's okay just to maybe repackage this.
No,
but
it isn't, really.
You know, like, you can never get it back in the box like it came originally. So I've been trying to repackage it all day, and I can't get it.
Just leave you tingling. I think you need to get another one, to be honest. Yeah, because when it comes to kind of feeding babies, health and hygiene is kind of quite important.
Right. So I need to get a new one. It is quite good, though.
You don't want a gift that's been on your and my nipple, do you, really?
I take your point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people have just switched on halfway through our conversation we just had and a little bit worried as to what's going on. Chappers, explain, please.
Scott's flatmate has bought a present for a woman leaving his work on maternity leave.
And it's a breast pump.
And it's an electric breast pump.
And we had a go in the flat last night, and then Chappers just had a go, and then now we're debating whether to just repackage it and give it to her, or whether we get a new one.
New one.
All boys have done it, come on. Dan?
Yes, hello?
You right?
Yeah, not too bad, Scott. How are you?
What are you saying? I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I did exactly the same, mate, when me and my partner had a baby.
Yeah.
Tried it both with the manual and the electric.
Yeah, you just have to. It's a boy thing. Loads of boys are saying they have had a go on the breast pump.
Of course they have.
Of course.
I'm a chapper, I don't believe you.
Exactly.
They never have, seriously.
And if they say they're not, then they're not telling the truth.
No, definitely.
How many times did you have a go, Dan?
Just the one on each, but I have to say I found the electric a lot more soothing.
Yeah, it is, actually. Quite tingly afterwards, isn't it?
A bit sore to the touch, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you admitted it.
Yes, no problem, mate.
I love you.
Love you too.
And now it's time for your correspondence on Dear Scott. If you've sent me an email in the last week, then you might be on. The Posh Radio 4 lady is back. She was only on holiday last week. Some people thought she might have been fired due to the Silence the Pub incident, which we made her do, where she shouted this loud in a pub to make it all go quiet.
I'm having an affair with your dad!
And it did. But no, she's just been on holiday. And lots of people are very, very pleased about her return.
She was sorely missed last week, wasn't she?
Yeah, all the people on the text are going, "Ah, brilliant, she's back. You love her." Okay, first email of the week.
Hey, Scott. I'm a fairly new listener of your podcasts, and I download every day. I listen to you, Dave, Becky, and the posh Channel 4 lady, and laugh all the way home from uni.
Yeah, thanks for listening intently there.
Am I Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Right.
And
brilliant.
The Channel 4 lady.
Anyway, I was having a gander on the website and realised something. I think you look like that blokey from Steps, the little blonde one without the curtain haircut. And actual fact, you look nothing like your podcast photo. Has anyone else ever said this to you? Anyway, love the show. Charlotte. Smiley.
Do I really look like H from Steps?
Well, now she met... No.
Not that I'd be offended by that. But do I look like...
No, you don't. I wouldn't listen to her. She doesn't even know my name.
Who do I look like?
You look like the bloke off Boogie Beebies. Loads of people said. Loads of people text this in. On CBeebies, there's a show called Boogie Beebies, which is just basically to get your kids to dance, I think, and you look like him.
Is it Pete?
No,
I think it's Pete.
Honest, I'm not. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you watch it a lot?
No, it is me.
Oh.
No. Michael Bublé? No? Yes?
Michael Bublé? No.
A little bit?
No.
All right.
I'd say a cross between Boogie Beebies bloke
and
the
Michael
man
Bublé.
And the man in the moon.
Thanks. Next.
Come on, we're best buddies. You know me, Ben Davidson. I would only like two tickets, buddy.
Right, we mentioned this yesterday. All these people who just email me around this time of year going, "Hi, I've not spoken to you for ages. Any chance I could get some tickets for Radio 1's big weekend?" And the answer is no. So hello to all those friends listening. We did this after 6 last night. Not a chance.
Is
not in any way.
Is he one of them?
I've never heard of him before in my life, but
he could
just
still be a friend of yours.
He's just on the blag.
Do you forget us quite quickly?
Hi, Scott. I have found a Milky the Marvellous milking cow on eBay. It's in the USA with 6 days left to bid. Please let your listener know. Cheers, Paul.
Now, this was off of Becky's Classified yesterday. Milky the Marvellous milking cow.
Wanted. Milky the Marvellous milking cow.
Someone was looking for this. And it's on eBay.
Does anyone have a toy called Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow? My dad had one when he was a child and said it was the best fun ever. I want to get him one for his birthday so he can relive his youth, but can't seem to find it for sale anymore. Can anyone help? We'll pay good money.
Here's the ad.
Here's Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a feeling the pail.
She drinks water and gives pretend milk.
Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow.
Milky the Marvellous milking cow with pretend milk tablets. She's from Kenner.
Yeah, so you get pretend milk tablets and you kind of pump Milky's tail And it's
well,
like
I saw the ad.
Toilet.
Basically, you pump the cow's tail to get it to drink a bowl of water that you've put in front of it. Then once it's drunk that water, you then squeeze its udders and this kind
pretend
of strange
milk.
Liquid comes out. Yeah. It's a very milk-obsessed hour that you've started with this afternoon.
I know, what with the breast pump and all.
Yeah.
Anyway, to that person, look on eBay. There's one on there now. Thank you.
From Gareth, from Dudley, 25. I have recently been dating a 30-year-old woman and thought that she may be a bit ashamed if she found out that I ride my bike to her house. So when I've been going round there late at night, I've been hiding my bike in a bush in the park round the corner from her house and then getting it again in the morning on my way home. Should I be ashamed? Will she dump me if she finds out I still ride a bike as I can't drive?
No. It's fine to ride a bike, isn't it? Why is he ashamed, chappers?
I don't know. Maybe he still has stabilisers.
Well, that would be embarrassing. But right, loads of people ride their bikes
maybe
to work.
Maybe it's a bike with a basket on the front.
Could be. If it has got stabilisers or a basket, then I understand your troubles. But otherwise, fine. This is a similar thing that happened to me, actually.
What?
When I was...
You were dating a 30-year-old woman and you had to hide a bike in a bush?
Not that. When I used to work at my first radio station when I was 17...
Right.
16. I couldn't drive, obviously. And my mum and dad were fed up of taking me to work every day because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I was on air.
Right.
So I actually got a moped. But I was too embarrassed about the moped in front of my colleagues, so I used to hide it round the corner. Have I not told you this before?
No.
Yeah, I used to do that every day. I just didn't want them to see my Honda Vision.
Did you have goggles and everything?
I had gloves. I came off it loads, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, really hurt. Grazed myself badly.
So nobody's ever seen you on a moped?
Only if they were, you know, there between, like, 7 and 8 in the morning.
Right.
On the road between Fareham and Eastleigh.
Did it have your name up the side?
No, it didn't. Scott Mills drives.
Better music, Mick.
No, it didn't. But I was too embarrassed, so I understand where you're coming from there. Next.
Dear Scott, I have had this mad idea for a year or so that the only way we will win the Eurovision Song Contest is to get David Hasselhoff to sing our entry. As this is the only chance we have to get around the Eastern Bloc voting, with David's Euro connections, you are our last best hope. Yours sincerely, Mark Matless.
That is actually a good idea, because no one ever votes for us.
No, but is he big in Eastern Europe? I thought it
yeah.
was...
Not so much Eastern, but Europe.
Yeah, but it's more Western Europe, isn't it?
Well, it's Germany,
Austria.
I mean,
I know he was the man who brought down the Berlin Wall.
Don't forget it. Germany...
And therefore stopped the Cold War, but...
Austria and Switzerland, they love him.
Right.
Not so sure about...
Estonia?
Serbia, Estonia, don't know.
Right. It's a start,
Czech Republic.
Though.
I bet he sold a few records in the Czech Republic. Anyway, I'll put that to David next
Why
time I speak
that?
To him. I just think that they would like him.
Okay.
Anything you want to know, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll do our very best to answer it on Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now, American politics news.
All right.
Should we do this? I'm thinking we might do this every Thursday.
Are you?
Yeah. We, yeah.
I don't think you'll remember.
Well, actually, yeah, we'd said that about science news.
When was that meant to? Was that meant to be every Wednesday?
Yeah, we kind of forgot. Anyway, here's a bit of American politics news now for you on Radio 1. They're protesting in America at the moment.
Okay.
Not all good for Obama, not all good news.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they protesting about?
The protests going on about taxes.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Taxpayers, or at least some of them, are taking to the streets in the spirit of the Boston Tea Party.
They're going to try and send tea bags to D.C. D.C. Teabag the White House. Teabag the fools in D.C.
So, to protest about these taxes, they are sending tea bags to the White House.
After spending weeks mailing tea bags to members of Congress, conservative activists next week say they plan to hold tea parties to teabag the White House. They want you to start teabagging, too. They want you to teabag Obama on Twitter. They want you to, quote, send your teabag and teabag Obama on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why is that going to annoy the politicians or Obama?
I don't know.
Is he a coffee man?
I don't know. And that was breaking American politics news. I think that went well.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's the kidding?
There are three situations here. Play along and tell me, simply, what happens next.
Oh, What's occurring?
People are loving the return of Oh, What's Occurring so much. You're doing really well this week, even though you've been rubbish.
I've won one. Flo Rida and Westwood beat me, though, didn't they?
Mm. What a good day that was. Anyway,
it's always the quiet ones you've got to beware of.
I know. Let's play today with Chappers on his own, so let me know how you do, please, against him on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know my electric breast pump? Well, it's not actually mine. We were talking about this earlier. It's a present for my flatmate's work colleague. He's having a baby, but I just can't stop playing with it.
Mm.
We said earlier that boys would want to have a go at one of these machines, given half a chance. If it's just lying around, do you think, I wonder what it feels like for a girl? Plonk it on your nipple. Bob's your uncle. It's a boy thing. They're just curious. Yeah, go on.
No, I don't want to do it again.
You can't resist. You just need to have a go. Now, I put this to the test in the office earlier and asked three blokes if they wanted to try the electric breast pump. My question to you is, how many of the three said yes and gave the breast pump a little try?
Earlier. So I've put that on my man boob after
me,
maybe another three other people in the office.
And my flatmate. Five people in all.
Oh, dear. And you still want to give her that one as a present?
We could repackage it. Mm. Some people are saying that's unhygienic.
Three people in the office,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me who they were?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say two.
Becky's just texted me from a shop going, I want to play. The answer is zero.
Oh, thanks, I thought you meant she wanted to go on the breast pump.
If you want to carry on playing, Becky, by text, that's fine. So she's saying, this is quite good. So she's saying zero, you're saying...
Two. She can't win by text, listening in a shop.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are three blokes from our office, Neil, Stewie and Ant.
Oh, I'm going to change for three.
You can't change now.
No, I'll stick with two. Neil's miserable, I bet he didn't. Becky, oh, hang on, which Neil? Neil, Irish Neil, or Neil, he's working on this show?
Non-Irish Neil.
Right, okay.
So you're saying two?
I'll stick with two.
Becky says she can, by the way, play against you on text. So she's doing that now. Let's find out. So here are the three boys in our office, but how many of them would be keen to try out the electric breast pump? Hi, Neil.
Hello, Scott.
Do you know what this is?
I'd rather not know what that is.
It's an electric breast pump that ladies use. Mums.
That's good. That's exciting.
Now, you are thinking when you look at it, I want to have a go, aren't you?
It's not the first thing that came to my mind.
First thing that came to mind?
Oh, really?
Go on, have a go.
Oh, really?
You want to feel what it's like? Go on.
Oh, there is a hint of curiosity. Go on, then.
Right, I'll just plug it in now. Hang on. Right, plugged in. Just attach it to the nipple. This is what it's like to be a mum, breastfeeding.
It's like sucking on it.
That's the idea. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Scott.
What's this?
It's looking very, very worrying.
What do you think it is?
Is it something medical?
It is an electric breast pump.
Oh, wow.
And I know what you're thinking. You're a boy, so you're like, can I have a go? That's what you think, isn't it? You do want to know what it feels like.
I'll give it back to you later. Just hand it over here.
Hang on, we'll plug it in now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and just attach to the nip.
Oh, it's quite nice, actually.
Did it feel nice?
Well, it's all right. It's feeling it.
Hi, Stu.
Hi, Scott.
I bet you think, God, I really want to have a go on that.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll just plug it in, hang on. Right, and just attach to the nip.
Oh, it's sucking hard now. It's quite nice, though. After a while, it gets there. Oh, yeah. Well, it looks really weird.
It's going to have that off in a minute. It was really, really sucking in, that was.
Was it? Oof. Bless Stewie, he doesn't get out a lot.
No. So the answer was all three of them had a go. I told you, boys love it. You see a breast pump, you have to try it just to see what it's like.
Oh! What's occurring?
I bow down to your greater experience.
You won that. Becky says, rubbish.
Take that, Becky, in whatever shop you're in.
Maplin in Reading. Oh, now all the shop are going to be like, ah!
I bet she's told them already.
Oh, do you reckon?
She's stood there going, I work on this show.
You know football?
I'm Becky from this show.
You know football?
Yeah.
There've been some good matches this week, haven't there?
There have, yeah. What was your favourite?
Well, it was 4-4 the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, who was that between?
And 1-0 to Man United last night.
Yeah, but who was
Ronaldo and a screamer, I have to say. That was one humdinger of a shot, wasn't it, Chappers?
It was. How far was it?
Anyway,
Was the 4-4 between? Who was the 4-4 between?
They weren't.
Have a guess.
Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yeah, good.
See?
Well done.
They weren't the best matches, though, to be
honest.
Weren't they? No.
What's your favourite match over the past few days?
I personally enjoyed Aston Villa v Everton.
Did you?
At the weekend. Because Villa have my favourite player.
Who's that?
Barry. Because I like anyone called Barry, as you know.
Right.
But this is my question to you. In the 3-3 draw...
Do you know whether your favourite player, whether Barry's his first name or his surname?
No. In the 3-3 draw between Aston Villa and Everton on Sunday, how many times did the commentators say, Barry?
Right.
I'm looking for the live Satanta Sports commentators. I think it was Ian Crocker and Craig Burley, if I remember rightly. Now, how many times did they say Barry? Becky says 8.
Oh.
On text.
8? Yeah. No. I would say 30. No, God, no. More, yeah, I'll say 30.
30.
Be probably more.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here's our favourite footballer, Barry, live on Satanta at the weekend. But how many times was his name mentioned?
Barry advancing. Barry will steer that away. Barry, Barry. Barry's cross. Barry now. Barry, Barry. Barry in. Barry delivers. Barry tries again. Barry moving in on Joe.
Tim Cahill does tug Barry.
Barry is steaming away now. Barry's header.
If Barry had missed it.
Barry will latch onto this. Barry from the penalty spot. Barry. It's emphatic. A master blaster from Gareth Barry.
Clearly more than 30.
A lot more than 30. Excellent. 2-0 to me. Take that, Becky, wherever you're listening.
Oh, what's occurring?
Love Barry.
I love the fact you still, despite the commentator saying there his full name, you still have no idea whether Barry is his first name or his surname. Stop looking at the one that doesn't speak for help.
Becky says, I can't even win when I'm not there. I meant 80. It's too late.
Tough.
Right, next one. You know Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
He was on Edith's show earlier.
Yeah.
He's such a nice man. And did you see all the paparazzi and fans waiting for him outside? There's loads.
Okay.
Loads of them. Photographers, autograph hunters, fans. But not as many as Matt Fincham had.
What?
Do you remember we were talking about those companies where you can hire paparazzi to follow you around?
Yeah.
So you can see what it's like to be Britney Spears or whoever. And what they do is they accost you outside clubs, restaurants, they take your photo, they shout your name. Well, we hired some for Matt Fincham. He had no idea about this. It's this company called Virtually Famous. So he popped out for lunch, came back and saw loads of paps and fans outside Radio 1, right? So he assumed, as you would, that they were for a famous guest who was here.
Yeah.
But then he got to the door and realised that it was... they were for him. No idea about it. So this is the moment he arrived back at Radio 1.
He's in the doorway. There.
Matt! They shout your name and stuff. Brilliant. My question for you is this. Do you think he stayed to chat and sign autographs, or did he keep his head down and run inside Radio 1? How long would Matt stay talking to the paparazzi and fans before he went back to work?
He'll have chatted and signed autographs. I reckon a minute.
You say 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Becky, text me. What are you saying? Sorry, just waiting for a text. Becky says definitely 5 minutes. Okay. So, here is Matt Fincham being accosted by loads of photographers, reporters, and Matt Fincham fans outside Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Question is, how long will he stay and chat to them for?
He's in the doorway. There. Come on.
What does it feel like?
What does what feel like?
How do you think of the situation?
Matt, please. Oh, poor Matt. It was a full-on scrum. I do like the fans they brought as well. They had photos of Matt that they wanted him to sign.
Did they?
Yeah, I sent him a photo of Matt Fincham last week and they came up with loads of signed autograph cards. It's for him to sign. Listen to the girl shouting, "I love you." She's my favourite. I love you, please. So he is bemused, but he's still there.
Just a quick
no word. Comment.
Oh, come on, Matt, for our listeners.
What are you going to do now? What's going on?
Please, one more. This way.
Matt, come on.
What are your plans now, Matt?
Mr. Fincham. Don't
Matt,
choke.
Matt, what do your parents think?
Come on, Matt.
Matt, what do your parents think?
What does it feel like?
No comment.
Matt, where are you going?
Matt. Nowhere.
What is going on? Where do you get your cardies from?
Marks and Spencer.
I like the colour. What's your favourite colour?
What's going to be next?
Wow, that's Matt Fincham. I love Matt Fincham.
I love the fake paps and the fake autograph hunters and fans. That was my favourite.
I love the fact that he was saying no comment when he didn't really know what he was saying no comment to.
That would freak you out if you didn't know what was going on. So the answer was 56 seconds. Come on, Shepherd.
Take that, Becky, wherever you are. Thrashed.
Do you think he enjoyed that, Matt Fincham?
Secretly, yes.
Okay. Bless. Also, the video of that is hilarious. I suggest you check it out. It's online now. Where Matt Fincham just gets lynched by paparazzi and has absolutely no idea what's going on. It's on the Scott Mills pages now at Radio 1 online. Go and have a look. It's very good. Well done, Chappers.
Ow.
Right, what have you been sending us on email this week? We're about to find out. It's more Dear Scott. Anything you want to know, anything you want to say, send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Posh Radio 4 lady will read them out and we'll answer them.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh lady off of Radio 4. I was listening to one of your podcasts the other week and you were talking about people throwing their bras and knickers onto the stage at gigs. And you had this caller who said about Jack Pignatte having to stop halfway through one of his songs briefly because someone had thrown a bra onto the stage and it landed on the neck of his guitar. Well, my sister and I were both at that gig in Brighton and she managed to record the incident occurring during Spit at Stars, which he played during the encore.
Amazing. Yeah, we were talking about this. It kind of stopped Jack midway through because the bra just landed on his guitar. Right.
I have posted the video onto YouTube and have sent you the link if you wish to have a look for yourselves.
Thanks.
It happens in the first 25 seconds of the clip. Enjoy. Winking smiley. Thanks. Craig and Rebecca off of Crawley.
Thank you, Craig and Rebecca. I have actually looked at the video. It's very shaky. Makes you feel a bit sick. But you can see the bit where the bra lands on the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Are you watching it now?
Yeah.
Thanks for that. What's it called on YouTube?
It's called Spit at Stars Live.
Okay.
Thanks. No mention of a bra.
Next.
Good morning, Scott. Ian Lister here from Wrexham. I had the pleasure of meeting your mother and your grandfather on Sunday.
Oh, God.
They had travelled up to Shropshire, where they're staying for a few days doing family stuff.
Yep.
Your grandfather is a great man, had a fantastic memory, and it was great to hear of the good old times back in the village of Madeley, Shropshire, where I was born and reared with all my siblings.
Bless him.
And he could bring to the fore his pictures of the old town. Well, it's a great pleasure meeting up with your family, and I hope their stay in Telford for a few days is good and fruitful. Kind regards, Ian Lister, Wrexham, North Wales.
That's really nice.
That's
Hi.
A lovely email.
Thanks,
Shame
Ian.
Your grandfather didn't pass his amazing memory down to you, because you forgot he was alive.
I didn't
Let's not forget
that.
You did.
Why do we have to keep bringing that up? No, I did not.
Because I think it's amusing.
My granddad listens to this sometimes.
Well, that's good.
Doesn't like the music so much.
No.
I've told you, though, he does like the Saturdays and Lily Allen at the moment.
Does he?
That's what's mostly on his MP3 player.
I bet he does. How did Ian know that it was your mum and your grandfather?
I've no idea. They probably said.
Do they wear Scott Mills t-shirts?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, all times. Next,
Scott, enjoyed your feature on Mr. Bucket today. Here's an idea for a new feature. We all love Becky's Classifieds, but how about a new feature called Becky's Bucket?
Okay. This
is this where it's kind of title first, feature second.
Maybe. If you missed this yesterday, we found this brilliant toy called Mr. Bucket. One of our listeners made us aware of this. And this is the advert.
Mr. Bucket!
That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top by Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth I will pop by Mr. Bucket. Walk in a run by Mr. Bucket.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
I'm Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of my mouth. I'm Mr. Bucket. A ball is what I'm about. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Whee!
We're all going to run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket from Milton Bradley.
See, this is really good. The balls pop out of his mouth.
Okay, so how does Becky's bucket work?
Do you know what? I woke up and in my head, first thing this morning was, I'm Mr. Bucket. That's wrong, isn't it? First thing I thought of, first
it
song
is
in
wrong,
my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, more on this.
Could be as simple as guessing what's in Becky's bucket each week. Or perhaps going down the boozer and asking the drinkers to try to guess what's in there. See how many of the drunks can toss balls in the bucket. It has endless possibilities.
Yeah, it really does.
I often have a lot of ideas for radio features for various shows. But I had a good laugh at your show today, so I thought I'd give you that one for free. Cheers. James from Somerset.
Thanks, James.
Is this something we're going to...
We'll consider that.
...that we're going to go for?
I don't know. But thank you. Next.
Okay. Hi, Scott and team. I know you're always up for a challenge, so I thought I'd drop you a line. My pal Kate and myself run a men's makeup retail business, which sells everything from mascara and guyliner to more discreet products, such as anti-shine powder and concealer designed for men. Our main supplier is Barack Obama's makeup artist, and we're good friends with her. We set up the company last year, and it's really taken off. Men's makeup is a growing trend, and it's not just for new romantics and metrosexuals.
Does Barack Obama wear guyliner? Mascara?
Well, that's what she's kind of implying.
How about we try to educate the nation and tell them that makeup isn't just for girls? We'll come in and make you look fabulous. Come on, are you man enough? Love, Claire. X.
You know Claire already, that if you listen regularly, I'd be...
Do I?
What? No, I'm talking to Claire.
Oh, right.
Claire, if you listen regularly, you'll know that I'd be well up for that. I don't see the problem with this at all. Anything that can make you look better is absolutely fine.
I had a makeup artist for something I was doing not long ago. Yeah, yeah. She put mascara... It really gave me a lift.
It does give you a lift.
Where she put mascara on?
Not too much, just on that little bit there, just on the tip.
I sometimes forget that we're not just talking... between the two of
yeah.
us. I'd give it a go. I'm more than...
We'll get those texts now. And we're like, girls wear makeup. I don't see a problem.
Because we're worth it.
That's right. Next.
Hi, Scott. My name's Dexter. I'm 20...
We could do one of those adverts. Hi, Mum. Like Davina.
Why not?
Yeah.
Seriously, we need to reply to them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll say yes, Claire. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Next, sorry to interrupt.
Hi, Scott. My name's Dexter. I'm 24. I'm from Ripon in North Yorkshire. And I have shweels. Or heelys. I wasn't sure if they were shoes or wheels.
Talking about this yesterday. My flatmate wants some heelys. Those things that kids have where they just zoom along.
Short story of why. I got them a couple of years ago because I went to a Bloodhound Gang gig. And after a few bouts of crowd surfing, someone took one of my trainers off and threw it at the lead singer. The next day, I went to get myself some new trainers, wearing just one trainer, and I saw the shweels, and I was overcome with excitement and bought them too.
Well, I would be the same.
Later that day, I went skydiving in Newcastle, and in mid-flight, I lost one of my new trainers. Oh. It was so annoying, partly because they were new, and partly because that left me with just one pair of shoes. That's it, the shweels. Later that night, I went clubbing in Newcastle, in my shweels, and I met a girl who said, "Wow, my 12-year-old sister's got some of them." At that point, most people might have thrown them away and bought some real footwear, but I didn't have enough money left to buy myself any new trainers, so for the next 2 months I wore them as my main set of footwear. So my point is that the cut-off age is 12 if you're a girl, and 24 if you're man enough. Love you, Dexter.
So, Dexter, the only shoes you had were Heelys.
Because of the Bloodhound Gang and going skydiving. Although it was a good job, he didn't wear the wheelie ones for skydiving, because I would imagine that would make landing quite difficult.
Whoa! Yeah, that would have been hard. Thank you for all your emails. They're very good this week. Anything else you want to know from us? Just send an email. Go on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So, on BBC Three tonight, there is a show called My Life as an Animal, where there are two celebrities who become pigs. I mean, can you imagine the BBC bosses like in one of their meetings drinking a lot of Red Bull? Right, I've got an idea. We get the travel reporter, that's who it is, from Five Live, accepted as a pig by a pig. Listen to this, you're going to love this.
9-year-old Lindsay is a travel reporter.
She's 29, not 9.
How did you manage to miss that off? That'd be child cruelty. You couldn't do that.
Let's make a 9-year-old be a pig. She's 29.
29-year-old Lindsay is a travel reporter for BBC Radio 5 Live. But despite all her preparations on this journey, she has no idea where she'll end up.
So, Lindsay, you're for 5 Live, the travel girl, is one of the celebs. You want to know the other one?
Yeah.
33-year-old Richard runs his own business and is an actor for his local theatre. The opportunity to explore this particular method of what he thinks will be method acting proved hard to resist.
So he's an actor.
This is method acting, is it?
Here's what they have to do.
They have signed up for the most radical and extreme method of learning about animals ever devised. They will be living here as pigs, eating what they eat, sleeping where they sleep, and smelling how they smell. Over 4 of the most grueling days they have ever known, our aim is to get them accepted as pigs by pigs.
How grueling can being a pig be?
And also, how do you know that you've been accepted by a pig?
Well, I don't. That's a very good point, actually, yeah.
Actually, maybe you would.
I just thought, yep, I accept you. I mean,
as a pig.
It's not like pigs do obstacle courses or anything, is it? They just kind of roll around.
Here's a good bit, where they rub stuff in their face.
We've got to get rid of the human smell. Smother yourself in that dung, really, because that will reduce the chance of you getting bitten.
It's horrible.
So that's the travel girl of 5 Live and Richard the actor rubbing pig poo in their face as they attempt to become pigs. Tonight on BBC Three at 9 o'clock. And here's them learning how to speak like them.
See, that is sounding a little bit angry. Softer. Yeah. Softer noise. Yes.
What do you think they were saying in that conversation?
Well, yeah, because that's right, because learning how to speak like a pig really helps, because you won't know what the other one's saying back to you.
You can't have a proper conversation with a pig, can you? Because, like, you can go, all you like, but then when they go back, what are they saying? Pointless.
And you're looking forward to this, are you?
Well, it's the kind of thing that I would watch, /be in. And yes. It's on BBC Three tonight at 9 o'clock. It's called My Life
as
an Animal.
Do you know what happens at the end?
No. It's a bit like a French phrase book where you ask on the way to the station and then you don't get the answer, you don't understand what you said on the way back.
I'm thinking Lindsay might be turned into black pudding.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.